Like lots of young girls growing up in Southern California, Lily Nakai had her own Hollywood dreams. And even though she and her family lived on the poor side of Hollywood, she could still see the big Hollywood sign all lit up at night from her window. And like most 10-year-olds would be, Lily was excited when her parents told her that the family would be going to camp. The author writes in Gasa Gasa Girl Goes to Camp, "My mother explained that now we had to go somewhere inland to a camp. We'd ride a train and go to camp. Just imagine, a train ride to a camp. I was so excited. How could I sit still? I'd never ridden on a train. Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts camped in tents, built fires, roasted hot dogs, and told stories after dark. No one I knew had ever camped. I'd be the first in my group." But these were not ordinary times. The Second World War was raging, Pearl Harbor had been bombed, and President Roosevelt had just signed Executive Order 9006. Lily and her family were Japanese Americans. They would spend the next 3.5 years in a Japanese internment camp in the middle of the bleak Colorado desert. In Lily Nakai Havy's stunning memoir, Gasa Gasa Girl Goes to Camp, we experience life in confinement not only through the author's text, but also through her artwork and old family photographs. 28 of the author's abstract watercolors depict her surreal, almost nightmarish memories of living in the Amachi internment camp with an emotional depth text alone could not convey. These paintings, coupled with the family photographs and the author's uncanny ability to see through the eyes of her 10-year-old self, make this memoir stand out. We experience the terror, tedium, frustration, and even small joys and kindnesses of life in an internment camp. We feel the despair of her father, the gritty determination of her mother, and the raw emotion of a young girl growing into adolescence, a confusing time at best, under terrible circumstances. This insightful, honest, and exquisite memoir of one of the most shameful chapters in U.S. history is one you'll never forget. Luckily for you, Park City readers, Lily Nakai Havy will be the featured author at this year's Park City Friends of the Library annual luncheon. On October 10th, at the lovely Silver Lake Lodge at Deer Valley, you'll get to hear Havy expand upon her experiences depicted in Gasa Gasa Girl Goes to Camp. For ticket information, contact the Park City Friends of the Library or check out the book from the Park City Library. Either way, you're in for an extraordinary experience. This is Bobby Pyron wishing you memorable reading.